broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
We're delighted to have with us in this segment, Lori Halloran of the Halloran Consulting Group. Lori, welcome to CEO Exclusive.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what the Halloran Consulting Group does.
We serve two sets of life science companies, and we serve companies all over the world. One group are looking to launch into the development space, which is historically and somewhat reputed to be a big, giant money pit. So we help them navigate into the clinical trial space as efficiently and as accurately as they can in order to get through the FDA. We affectionately call those clients two guys in a molecule, although sometimes they're a different configuration than that. And then the other group of clients that we work with are much bigger companies who often have some type of challenge to get through, be it a merger or an integration or a significant regulatory problem.
And is that also in the pharmaceutical healthcare?
It's all in life science. Life science medical science. Medical devices, in vitro diagnostics, and pharma and biotech.
Very good.
We serve across the board.
And how long have you had the company?
17 and a half years. It's
great.
As old as my son.
And so did you start the company when you were pregnant?
I did. I was deluded. I started it thinking that it would be my only chance to really start a company and get it off the ground. And I went back and took a job when he was 5 months old because I didn't have enough money to pay for daycare. So I then came back to it later, a few years later, and resumed it with a slightly expanded vision of what I wanted it to be.
Great. And so you're a member of Vistage. And
a fairly new member, yes.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about what you're getting out of the day, because it's the Vistage Executive Summit. All the folks from Vistage are here. What has the day looked like for you?
So it's actually a little mini snapshot of what I've found that I'm getting out of the group, which is helping us to focus on the business and get out of the business, to really think about strategy and vision and leadership and things we don't necessarily think about with people who are going through the same types of things we have to face every day.
And what are the trends in life sciences and maybe your specific corner of life sciences that you think are of interest to other middle market CEOs?
The biggest thing right now is that the IPO market is really hot. So that means, Boston is in some people's minds, the top hub in the world. There's a kind of a fight between Boston and San Francisco as to who's first. In the Boston area, it's a tremendously competitive job market. There's way more jobs than people to fill them. And that's actually one of the reasons I think we're as busy and as growing as we have been, because we offer that talent on a fractional basis. So you can hire 25-year veterans for a few hours a week or 3 days a week or whatever. But that's really what's going on. There's a lot of money in life science, and there has been a lot of science, a lot of discoveries. And in the last 5 years, there hasn't been that much free cash floating around. So it's a very hot industry right now. And Boston's really booming because of it.
And so for the IPOs, are there middle market companies that are going public? Is it all up and down the spectrum?
It's across the board. There's a lot of public companies that in a less robust environment wouldn't be able to go out. But right now, there's several hundred that have gone out in the last couple of years, which is a dramatic change from the years prior to that.
And, what are your goals for the Halloran Group? What do you want to accomplish with the company?
It's interesting. I just came out of a session where they were talking about 2020 vision. And what I wrote down was somewhat based on our vision, which is to fix product development. Life science product development is too expensive. There are many failures. There's a lot of waste. There's a lot of inefficiency. And that's really what our audacious vision is, because we do a much better job at fixing companies that have significant issues than your generic management consulting firms, which you wouldn't necessarily, they wouldn't want to be called that, but they don't have the specialization that we do.
Mm-hmm. And how are you bringing Vistage and the Vistage experience to that vision and to those goals?
It's a little scary as a first-time CEO to really think about what we could become. And I feel a lot of support from Vistage in helping me to understand where we need to be thinking, where we need to be, where I need to be exploring my own challenges. And that's what I see as Vistage's greatest expertise, mm-hmm. is you're surrounded by other people who are going through the same type of thing and who really challenge me to look at what I'm doing that is self-limiting.
Mm. And are you a member of any other, you know, CEO peer groups and other groups?
I have been in the past. I've been a member of a couple of different groups. First, many years ago, when I really didn't even know how to read a financial statement. And they got me to the point where I was comfortable there. And what happens is you kind of get to the point, at least in the other two companies or the other two groups, you get to the point where you've kind of outgrown them. And what I found I liked the most about Vistage is the breadth of companies who are involved, the opportunities to hear from really good speakers who are coming in from outside the organization, and the process, the like really well-defined process about how you process issues. Mm. Because it's not just a coffee klatch, which was the first group, and a little bit of an old boys club, which was the second group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you talked about the old boys club. How do you find it leading a company as a woman? And Vistage is still predominantly male, right?
Well, I'm less intimidated by that now because it's been 17 years. but, you know, I think there's a lot of respect from peers. It's very much a minority in life sciences. I think there's 2-3% of women are in the C-suite in life sciences. And I think that's probably because of how life science companies grow their leadership. Mm. Often they come from sales and marketing or the commercial side. And that's a bit of a challenge to deal with. But at this point, it's not really a big deal for me.
Mm, great. And what keeps you up at night now that you have this vision of, you know, your bodacious vision?
It depends on the day, but mostly it's finding good talent. We're really well known and we have a good reputation for having some of the best people. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a fairly significant challenge in this really competitive environment to find those people. So we make it very friendly towards folks who might not necessarily be in Boston. And that's a significant attraction factor for people, even who are local, who don't want to deal with a, you know, hour plus 2 hours commute, or people who have children and want to have some level of work-life balance. Mm-hmm. So that's what keeps me up at night, is thinking about, you know, if we get this really large project, we want to make sure we do it right. Mm. Do we have those talented people to do it?
So the talent issue, it's a perennial issue with middle market companies and in business in general. How are you going to solve that? How are you looking at solving it? You mentioned the flexible working. But what are some solutions that you're planning to bring to that issue? Are you thinking of?
We're actually doing a lot of internal navel gazing right now, because we're getting to the size where we have to offer people long-term opportunities for growth. And most of the people that we bring in have had careers in life sciences, and there's a fairly significant number of companies that are booming and busting all the time. So there's a lot of transition, a lot of turnover. People are in positions that they really aren't qualified for, and then they move to another company because their company goes out of business. We actually offer a different, much more consistent place of work. It's a lot less toxic than some companies. Mm. If we are able to develop the people who have those really strong technical skills and to give them more leadership and management and consulting skills, they like that. So we're looking at an extensive program internally to really, we're actually calling it a treasure hunt, where they get to go on their treasure hunt and find new skills by riding along with other folks within the organization. And they don't normally get that in a lot of smaller companies, mm-hmm. or even bigger companies. Bigger companies are actually worse. Mm-hmm. So that's, we're one of the components that we're looking at.
And so as you look in the, 2020 and even further beyond, what are your plans for successorship? I mean, that's a key personnel issue as well. How are you thinking about successorship?
Yeah, well, I'm not planning on doing anything in the next 10 years because I have two kids put through college. but what I would like to do, and we're actually getting a lot of interest outside of the company from people who want to help us grow by giving us money. And
that's a good sign.
It's a very nice sign, but I actually want to not go there. I don't want to do anything to compromise the great thing that we've built by taking money and then having to answer to other people who are really just in it for the profits. So my succession plan is to ideally have a management buyout and have our company be owned by the people who work with us.
Wonderful.
Because that to me is the best retention tool I can ever use. We have great people and I want to keep them around.
Great. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
On the air.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.